got the love. You got the love. You've got the love. You got the love. You got the love. You've got the love. You got the love. You got the love. You've got the love. You got the love. You got the love. You've got the love.
Strong enough. This is Bianca, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That last song you heard was No More by 34 Satellite. So, some good tunes in the beginning of the day.
Yeah. Hey, Jacob. Good morning. What's
good
up?
Morning.
You listen over easy.
This is the first time in a long time that we've both been here together.
It's a long time coming.
Yeah. But I'm very excited that we are here together and finally celebrating a Sunday with some nice music.
Amazing.
Around brunch time.
So how are you doing this morning?
To be honest, the time change really surprised me.
Yeah.
It was really hard to get out of bed this morning.
Yeah. Were you up?
When you texted me and then I got up.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was the first one up in my suite, which is a feat. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Jacob lives with pretty early risers.
Live some early birds.
Didn't you say one time that you got up at 8:45 and you were definitely the last one out?
Almost every time I get up at 8:45.
Wow. I never get up at 8:45. I get up at 9:30 every day.
Tell me about it.
I mean, I have 10:30s every day, so
I mean,
I don't need to get up that early.
Sure. Who does?
Yeah.
No, agreed. I almost had a hamburger for breakfast, like a cold, refrigerated, like quarter of a hamburger. But I didn't, which was a good decision.
Okay, solid.
I'll probably have it later, though, which will be a bad decision. But
no,
we started
good
off
decision.
The morning fine.
That's good.
We're going to be okay.
Daylight savings, man.
It's daylight savings, man.
What are you going to save today? That was a stupid question.
That hamburger, probably.
I just woke up way too late. I didn't really get any food, but I'm really looking forward to brunch after the show. It'll be really yummy.
Oh, true.
I was talking to my roommate last night, and she told me she went to Sound Bites for breakfast yesterday and got this waffle infused with, like, pear and feta cheese or something really good. It sounded super good.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been dreaming about breakfast for a while.
Does she have pictures at Bianca's roommate?
You know, she probably does.
Yeah.
Do you think she does?
I don't know, but we'll get to the bottom of this, I'm sure.
We will get to the bottom.
I have faith.
Good. Good, yeah. Good. Oh, also, I listened in to the radio last week when you were doing it with Anna and Hans. I was away in Connecticut with my acapella group, but I overheard the discussion of peeling your orange in the shower,
mm-hmm.
and it actually sounds like a great idea.
Have you done it?
No, but Matthew told me about it, and his experience was very positive. So basically, the aroma of the citrus kind of floods the shower, and it just makes it smell really nice. It's like a bath bomb, but a shower bomb of... It's like...
A bath bomb?
But in a shower. Have you never had a bath bomb? It's like a ball of soap that you throw into a bathtub, and it just gets really soapy and fun. It can be purple or
it
blue.
It sounds soapy and fun.
Yellow. It's a lot of fun. Anyways, being clean is good.
Okay.
Smelling good is better.
Overeasy formally endorses being clean. Smelling great.
Have good hygiene, please. Learn from Bianca. Anyways, let's see. Should we ring up the day with a tune? Okay, let's do this. I'm going to start us off with Young by Frankie Cosmos. You know that song, man?
I do not.
You do not? Okay, well, let's get it going.
Sleeping by. Being young, but I'm not sure how it's done.
That was ABC by Alexander Fairchild. Thank you, Jacob, for your wonderful music that you keep sharing with me. That's something I really love about this radio show. I keep getting some new tunes from you, so I'm not listening to the same songs over, over, and over.
Nice.
Yeah.
We have some, there's fun new ones.
Yeah.
Today, have you, later, for that role. That, some of my favorite artists released some new songs this week.
Does that artist's name rhyme with Med Biren?
Who?
Oh, Ed Sheeran came out with some music. Oh, but also, what about the Bleat boxes?
The Bleat boxes. The Bleat boxes came out.
The Fleet Foxes,
song,
right?
A great new song.
Yeah, I love the Bleat boxes. Anyways, what are you looking forward to today, Jacob?
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get a lot of things done, I think. I need to get homework done.
Boo.
So I'm looking forward to having, hopefully, a paper written.
Ooh, yeah.
That would be ideal. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
But that's the dream. That's the absolute dream.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Papers stress me out a lot because there's not like a specific time you're done. Like you could keep working on it and never
It's noon
end.
On Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess that's your deadline. Oh, did I ever tell you how many hours I end up spending on my computer science project in the past 2 weeks? Take a wild guess.
I don't know. It's going to depress me, though.
Yeah.
What?
58.
58 hours?
Yeah.
On what? Are you in Comp 40?
Yeah.
That's but horrible.
I turned it in, okay? And it worked. I successfully compressed and decompressed an image. So take that, Mark Sheldon. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm feeling really relieved and excited to be here this morning because
so
I finished it
project,
yesterday.
Though? Like right
they
after.
Keep going, yeah. The next one is called The Bomb, which is honestly not a great name, but we get to decipher some machine language. Woo! It's like the hardware. Anyways, I don't even talk about computer science.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sounds cool, though.
Yeah. It's pee cool, man. I'm enjoying my classes. Okay. Are we ready for a cool song? It's been stuck in my head, and I enjoy listening to it. It kind of gives me some good vibes. Brings up my mood. This is Us Kids by Chelsea Shag. Yeah.
So much time, so much freedom. We don't know what to do with. Us kids get stupid, yeah. Too much day. yellow paint on the wall. Doesn't look like sunshine anymore. And where your picture used to hang, now it's a light shade.
So that was actually, I cut off the song halfway through, but I thought, this is our radio show. We can do whatever we want. And I'm literally just quoting Jacob. He just said that. But
very liberating.
We get a lot of power here.
All about liberation theology.
Uh-huh.
Here at Over Easy.
Yeah. Oh, Jacob, I have a controversial question for you.
Please.
It's raised quite a debate with some people. Is cereal a soup?
Well, no.
No.
Here's why, though.
Okay.
All foods are either sandwiches or salads, okay?
Oh, no.
And cereal is unabashedly...
A salad.
A salad.
Very much salad.
Just a wet, milky salad.
Wet, milky salad. So...
But in the conventional sense, I'm kind of partial to the idea that cereal's a soup. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but
then...
A cold
soup, like a gazpacho.
Gazpacho, but it's so sweet.
I know. Soup's gonna be.
Okay, follow-up question.
Okay.
Do you think granola's a cereal?
Granola's a cereal.
Do you think it is?
Granola as a cereal.
As a cereal.
That's so interesting.
I know.
I think it depends how you eat it. I think if you eat it with milk, if you just straight up have granola and milk, I think it's
that's cereal.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe it's the way you eat it. Because that very much ties it back to the sandwich question. Like, is a hot dog a sandwich? Like, the way you eat it very much determines.
Well, yeah, the whole theory is based upon the method.
The method.
That you're eating it, not as much the item itself, but right.
Not the contents, but the form.
Yeah.
Form.
Yeah, it's not content, but form.
There you go.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's genius.
That was a good way to like summarize. You know, if I had to write an essay, that'd be my thesis. It's not about the content.
Honestly, this essay is going to come.
Form.
This dissertation, this theory.
That'll be my senior thesis.
Yeah.
I'll spend two credits on
it
that.
It really might be one of I might make it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where any sources.
Sources?
I don't know how could I find any sources that talk about
primary source. Conversation
I'd have to write
via
all of them,
WMFO.
I would have to write all of them.
All of it. I mean, you could interview people across campus, you know? Grab a microphone.
You could interview people across the country, I think.
You know, you could pull Forrest Gump, run across the country, interview people.
Heart disease.
Heart disease.
It's a tough sell.
Yeah, that's
running.
True.
That's so much running.
That's
I don't
a
know
lot
how
of running.
That.
Yeah, I am. I don't know. People
do marathons.
Do you
go to the bathroom in public all the time?
He must have just sweat out all the pee that he didn't have to pee, but I don't know about the number two situation there.
Poop.
Pooping. is good for you.
True.
I hope it all comes out in the end. That's what my mom says.
True. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Listen to Bianca's mom. She knows.
Are you excited for spring break?
I am excited for spring break.
Good.
Yeah.
Wait, should we continue this conversation after a couple more tunes?
Sure. Sure thing.
Wait. So are we feeling like some slower vibes or some more like upbeat vibes? Upbeat. Okay. This is a cool song that someone showed it to me the other week called Switchblade by Time Flies.
Wow.
Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah. The road is endless and he walks alone in his own mind. He is walking home. But what he runs from are demons that will tag along. Drag down at the duster of a vagabond. He keeps moving now, only to slow the wrath. Carrying a switchblade and a photograph. Longing for the past, still he tries to start anew. And he hasn't given up yet, but he's starting to. See, he's tripping every one of his dream cars down memory lane. Spent nights out of the White House and of course joyrides on every plane. Thinks he's keeping it sane, cool by the rain, taking his aim. Fueled by the pain, I'm dreaming again and again of a life he'll never get to regain. In a world he's never known, but he always knew that in these streets he stands alone. Never still, he passes through on the move, and everywhere he goes without a trace. Mindful of manufactured memories that have been erased.
I run, but I fall. Can anyone at all see what I see now? As the world ends tonight, how long can I go? Will I last even when I know?
Wind on his weathered face. Struggles he hopes will help him find a better place. Remembering everything he had and what it was. Wishing he could lose his memory, wondering what it does. It's like, has him questioning his will to fight. But being left dead doesn't go and make it right. Cause barren city blocks will make him tear his eyes out. Starve for the answer, he falls down and cries out. Why me? Me of all people, the same Adam you built before me. I am just a sequel. I am just an equal of any man. Every man that walked this earth before me. Please tell me that you give a damn. Give me something I can hold. Show me something I can see. Loneliness is getting cold. I need you here in front of me. Tell me to my face and rid me of the fear. Why me? Why am I the last one here?
I run, but I fall. Anyone at all. Babylon don't love you.
All right. That was Yeah Hey by Vampire Weekend. Thanks, what a fun band. They remind me of middle school.
Aw.
I know. And early high school is big, actually.
Does it remind you of middle school because vampires and then, you know, Twilight?
Actually, no. I wasn't in the vampire scene. I just listened to them a lot
you
in middle school.
You weren't in the vampire scene. But, which yeah, scene was, were you a part of in middle school?
I don't know. It was bad, probably. Also, I was on Team Jacob, obviously.
Oh, clear.
I didn't know what that meant. No, so he was a werewolf,
team
right?
Jacob versus Team Edward.
And Jacob
vampire
was my name.
Vampire versus so. Werewolf. Yeah.
Werewolves are cooler, and his name was Jacob, so yeah. Clearly.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a PSA. PSA, if you know someone on the who has health care because of the Affordable Care Act, or you have health care because of the Affordable Care Act, or you know someone who will be affected, or will you lose insurance by the passage of this new bill, please call your senators or your representatives. Let them know your frustration. Red state or blue state. Let people know, because a lot of people are about to lose their insurance.
Make a difference.
Make a difference.
Because you can.
Democracy. Woo. Yes. We love it here. Sometimes.
All right.
Yeah. Right, we got a new song by Sylvain Esso.
Wait, can I tell you a really quick joke?
Yeah, please.
Okay. What do you call a nun on an adventure, but she may be lost?
I don't know.
A Roman Catholic.
Oh.
That's so bad. Okay.
On that note.
Sylvain Esso.
On that note.
Cool.
Here's Die Young by Sylvain Esso.
Die Young.
Playing that before you met me, who's gonna leave early and so swiftly? Maybe in a fire or crash off a ravine, people would weep how tragic so early. I was gonna die young. Gotta contend with the living blues. I could've missed it, I never knew. Chain reaction, but you're holding the fuse. I was gonna die. Thank you.
Right? That's what you want?
I'm no man's fantasy. I never planned to be. Didn't come with a set of instructions, so you don't know how to handle me. I'm no man's fantasy. Well, I haven't got the chance to be. It doesn't really matter now, because I've given up, because I've given up. Come check into my heart, my heartbreak hotel. This is not a home. I'm sure you'll soon be gone, and I won't pressure you to stay, 'cause my love don't work that way. I'm just living in the moment, and you should probably do the same. I'm no man's fantasy. I never planned to be. Didn't come with a set of instructions, so you don't know how to handle me. I'm no man's fantasy. Well, I haven't got the chance to be. It doesn't really matter now, because I've given up, because I've given up. I won't caress your ego, I'll only snuff your pride. I'll probably leave you empty if our bodies do collide. This love is temporary, it fades away with time. So don't get too caught up, 'cause my love can be unkind. I'm no man's fantasy. I never planned to be. Didn't come with a set of instructions, so you don't know how to handle me. I'm no man's fantasy. Well, I haven't got the chance to be. It doesn't really matter now, because I've given up, because I've given up.
I like that. That was really good.
That was Fantasy by Carrie. I think it's pronounced Faux.
Faux?
It's definitely not Fox, because it's spelled. It's like the French thing.
F-A-U-X.
I don't know.
I'm guessing how
she's fun, though. She does the music for that HBO show, Insecure, which is a cool show.
I don't really watch TV anymore. It's kind of sad.
That's probably good. That's probably for the best.
I just go home, and I watch a ton of movies, and I just sit on the couch and watch. But then I come back to school, and then...
What's the last movie you've seen? Oh, like Home Home.
Oh, Home Home, yeah. Oh, the last movie I watched, I think, was Mulan. Yeah, I had never seen Mulan until recently.
Wow, how'd you like it?
It was so good. I really appreciated the themes in it, in terms of how the woman was, like, fighting for her family and for her father, and just kicking ass, really. She's a warrior.
Kicking butt?
But I'm sorry, that was inappropriate. It's too early for this kind of language.
The music is great. The music's really great.
Yeah.
And Mushu is a fun character.
Isn't that voiced by Will Smith?
I think so.
Mushu's the little red dragon, right?
He is the little red dragon.
He is so funny. I got some good laughs out of that movie.
Yeah. He's a riot.
What's a riot?
He's a riot. I really also like the aesthetic of the food.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like in mountains. Like, I like that about Disney movies. Like, in Hercules, like, the clouds are, like, the
large clouds.
Cartoon aesthetic. It's like, they're, like, so puffy.
Can I ask you a real question, Jacob?
Yeah.
Have you actually ever gone cloud gazing? Or what do you call it? Cloud?
Yeah, of course. Like, cloud watching?
Cloud watching.
Like, looking at, like, seeing what shapes they are and things?
Yeah, have you, like, laid in a field of grass and looked up?
Of course. It's been too long, but.
You know, that cloud looks like a rabbit, or that cloud looks like a carrot, you know? Pondering
like
things.
A carrot's kind of lame one.
It is pretty lame.
It's just a stick.
It's just a stick.
I guess it has a shape.
It has kind of like a hourglass figure. No, it doesn't. I'm just trying, really. Okay. Anyways.
All right. So here's the new Bleep Bloxes song.
Bleep Bloxes.
It's been so talked about. So, and the new album coming out soon.
Gave
Would you die to know how must really try to defend. A lonely beast, a kind heart, something weak and on trend. I do it all for her for free. I need nothing back for me. Sweeter deed maybe than to love something enough to wanna help it get free, free, free. Is there something on her mind? Something she needs to get by? Do you cry sometimes? Do you cry? Being seen. Well, maybe someday when God takes me away, I'll understand what the fuck that means. I just know your mama's kinda sad, and your papa's kinda mean. I could take it all away. Playing that shit out on me. Me, me. Is there something on your mind? Something you need to get by? Do you cry sometimes? Do you cry?
That song was Wildfire by Laura Marling on her new album, Super Feminina, released a few days ago. It's super cool, has a lot of cool themes about feminism and stuff. I would definitely recommend. And this next one is one of my favorite Sunday morning tracks from Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Thank you.
That was 49 Bye-Byes by Crosby, Stills, Nash. Just wanted to wish my partner, Bianca, she had to go do a Purim celebration, so happy Purim to all those affiliated. And, yeah, have a lovely week, everyone. And keep eating brunch. I'm going to go eat that leftover burger and call your representatives. Don't let that bill pass. Thanks.